take a ride on the MCT.
Funko Pop. Hey guys, do you want to go to Lambert's? Big Ben. I'm married to the Huntress. J Money. Just pop the mic, money. It's time for the MCT. Ladies and guys, guys and ladies, MCT. What's up, guys? Welcome into, well, I'm late to the party there. What's up, guys? Welcome into the Modern Christian Dudes podcast. My name's Jeremiah Johnson, alongside Funko Pro Greg Walden.
Hello.
And Big Ben, aka King Ranch, ask you, and yep. We're ready to talk news, sports, and God. That's what we do each and every episode. So we do appreciate you guys that hang with the MCD hashtag MCD Nation, Modern Christian Dudes. I hope you enjoy the show each and every week. Well, my starter. Have you ever? I'm a dad. I think yes, we are all dads here right now, currently.
Yes.
And do you ever not like your kids?
Yes.
That happens to me every once in a while. We love our kids, but we don't like them. Just kidding.
It's really when it's like, I'm hungry. It's like, I just fed you.
Like, so
I'm really annoyed at having to feed my kids three meals a day.
We haven't talked a lot of NBA talk because my Lakers are not in the NBA playoffs right now. And they've been a little bit interesting. So I still got the Phoenix Suns and the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA Finals with the Milwaukee Bucks winning again, back-to-back championships. We'll see if that actually happens or not. Everybody, with the exception of the Warriors, tied up 2-2 now, so interesting. But here's why I don't like, specifically, my son Hezekiah. He comes up to me the other day. He's like, Dad, he's like, whoa, I forgot the Lakers were even a team.
Oh, snap.
I was like, excuse me? Just because they're not in the playoffs, they're not doing good. And so I don't know where he came up with that, but he was... you know, spanked very, no, just kidding. I don't spank children at all. Don't believe in spanking. You know, just kidding. So I don't like my kids.
Can I go off on a tangent here for a second? We looked up yesterday. Did you know that the state of Missouri still allows corporal punishment?
Yeah. Spanking of
children. They still allow spanking of children in schools. And our own school district still allows it as well. It just requires paperwork.
Yeah.
I thought it was all over and done with.
Now here's a question: did any of you two ever face the board in school?
No, I'm too young.
I was actually I'm actually old enough where I actually almost got the board while I was in high school.
Well, it's interesting.
Grade school,
middle
school. Sorry,
Illinois got rid of theirs in 1993, and every state has done their own. And there's states that are still do it, and then there's states that got rid of it in the 80s and the 90s and early 2000s.
Interesting. It's amazing. I've never heard of such a thing. You know, I'm 42, 43 now, but never heard of such a thing.
I
know it like happened back in the day.
Right.
Yeah. I went to a school, middle school and high school in Northern Indiana, and they up to eighth grade, they still spanked you in school.
Wow. Hey, it was interesting though, because it in the rules for our own school district here where we live, it said that basically you had to get the approval of the principal, and then the teacher had to be present, and then they could only spank you on your rear end, right? And then it just required paperwork.
Huh.
So, I think teachers are not using this properly.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, we don't like children on the MCD, Modern Christian Dudes, but anyway. I really despise the phrase, I guess we shouldn't digress into this, but I always hated people. I hate. Okay, that's a strong word. But I dislike the comment. People like, well, I love you. I just don't like you.
Yeah.
I've always hated that phrase. You know, just be like, if I went up to Greg Walden, my good friend, my best friend, and say, Greg, I love you. I just don't like you at all.
Yeah.
But I love you. That sounds like an oxymoron, but anyway.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there.
Hey.
We don't have time, or we don't. I don't think we're able to review Doctor Strange at this point.
I have not.
It has come out. Spoilers everywhere on YouTube.
I
have stayed away from. I don't usually care about that too much, but it seems like a lot of people I talk to, very dark, kind of going along the what if line. Yeah. So, you know, give us a comment, a shout out, what you guys have been thinking. If you saw Doctor Strange,
I have not seen it, and I've been avoiding things like
I'm gonna try and see it Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, I need to see it, but I have to see it with my wife, so that's a requirement.
There you go. I almost called you Dr. R.B. Maynard there. Greg Walden, are you going to see the Doctor Strange?
I haven't seen it yet.
Or you want to go see it with me? You can go see it. I'm going to be from Wednesday to Monday. I'm going to be a bachelor. So,
hey, there you go.
I figured there'll be sometime in there.
The last episode of Moon Knight did air last week too. It was interesting. I mean, the whole series, I would place it before WandaVision and after Loki. I would say it's
better than Loki.
It's not better.
Okay.
It is okay. But there is, I won't put any spoilers out there. But
yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
It was interesting, a little strange, but.
A little strange.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, let's talk some news, guys. Let's bounce over to, should we do the marriage advice segment? Is that what we want to bounce to first?
Yes.
All right, we figured we'd add a new segment to the show, giving everyone marriage advice. And here we go.
All righty, marriage advice.
Greg, marriage advice from Funko Pro Greg Walden.
When you've been married as long as I have.
How long have you been married?
Let's see, carry the two, multiply the one, but take away the three, about 20.
So
21 years.
I love you, I just don't like you.
Nah, I'm just
21 years. So after 21 years, you learn that when you and a spouse both have laundry to do, that your laundry basket is going to stay full.
Okay.
The end.
All right. My marriage advice. I've been married this year, 12 wonderful years to my beautiful wife. And my marriage advice is never commentate on the amount of cake she eats.
Never.
Because that will come back to haunt you. I commentated on her two pieces of cake 12 years ago. And for 12 years, I've heard about it. So, men, never commentate.
Marriage advice. I've been married one time for 23, going on 23 years. That's what definitely makes me feel old, 23 years. Marriage advice. I would just say let them, you know, it's always easy to say let them do whatever they want to do and let them control the show or those kind of things. But I would just say my wife's getting ready to go to South Carolina and do a girls' conference, which she does. So support your wife's dreams.
There you go.
What is your wife's dreams? Try to support that and let them be free to do that. The dream might include you or not include you, but support your wife's dreams.
Yep. My wife's dreams were to have kids.
That's a good dream.
Yeah.
I
hope to accomplish
something
that
males tend to enjoy. So...
Awesome. Marriage advice.
All right. Marriage advice from the modern Christian dudes. I think mine was the best, and Greg Walden's was worse.
Yeah, it was bad. After about 20 years, you get down to laundry and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do always think about that, though. Ben, you got married at the ripe age of
19.
I was 20.
Yeah.
Greg, how old were you when you got married to your wife, Michelle?
Michelle, I was about, about 30. Yeah, 30.
Okay. 30. Just freaks me out, the thought of, like, if I happen to live even the average lifespan of a male, which I think is 77, currently 77 years old, like, I will have been married 57 years at that point.
Yeah.
And could live longer.
We're at an age now where all the old folks are, you know, been married for 60, 70 years.
Yeah.
But you have to realize, like, they got married. Like, my grandma got married at 16.
Wow.
Like, that's pretty young.
I feel bad, though, because, like, a lot of people, though, with so much divorce, which I come from a divorced family, and you know, that's a whole other story I can go. So I don't like divorce. You know, obviously Jesus addressed that in his word. But I meet people that are, you know, in their 50s, and I'll be like, oh, meet their spouses. Like, I'm assuming they've been married 30 years. Right. Like, oh, we're Sarah, we're celebrating our fourth, fifth. Yeah. Like, wait, what?
And I've had that, too. Yeah. It's sad. It's sad.
All right, well, let's bounce over to now some news. My last piece of news will lead us into some spiritual talk, but Funko Pro Greg Walden.
All right.
Is your news better than your marriage advice?
Probably is.
I hate folding laundry, by the way.
Yeah.
I do hate laundry's folding horrible. Laundry and putting clothes away. Least favorite.
Yeah, but it has to be done.
Mowing the yard, cutting grass. Oh.
Actually, I'd rather mow yard than the fold clothes.
Yes, absolutely.
So, all righty. Think about the wildest Guinness World Records that you can think of.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What? Guinness Book of World Records?
Yeah. We're trying to think of one.
You're going
to
be on it for?
Not me. Okay. This ain't going to be me, but I'm sure somebody out there. I mean, obviously somebody's tried it because they got it. An Idaho man walks with a running chainsaw on his chin for a world record.
That seems...
Walks on his chin.
Yeah. He had a running chainsaw balanced on his chin as he's walking.
See, this is... Okay. I have issues with the Guinness Book of World Records because we've gotten to a point with the Guinness Book of World Records where like it's life-threatening things that are left now. You know what I mean? It's like...
True.
Like chainsaw on your chin... Balancing, that's a potential for, well, dismemberment. So
yeah, he walked 206 feet and 8 inches with a power chainsaw balanced on his chin.
Woo!
David Rush, who had broken more than 200 Guinness Book World Records to promote STEM education, took on the record for the farthest distance walk.
Oh, okay.
Balancing a chainsaw on his chin.
So he did it. He's doing it for a purpose.
Yeah.
See? Jeremiah,
this is
your next step.
If you could, so real question though, if you could make an attempt for something in the Guinness Book of World Records, what would it be? I already have one instantly. I think I should look into this actually.
Oh,
I mean, you can literally make something up for that. So it's like I flicking a paper football 5,000 times within whatever.
There you go. Like, okay. Yeah. Most days without riding a mountain bike. Great.
Oh, man. Look at that.
Well, I think I actually have him beat on that one.
Mine is a realistic one. I still am the only person I've ever met in the world that has been employee of the month at Papa John's, Pizza Hut, and Domino's, the three major food chains in North America.
I feel like you need to get more, though. If you're going to do a Guinness Book, you have to work in them all. That means Little Caesars, Papa Murphy's. Like, you have to hit them all.
Sbarro. You remember that one.
But you have to be employee of the month.
Yeah.
But you'll never beat SpongeBob as employee of the month.
That's mine. What do you have one? You offhand, you're like, maybe this could be my Guinness Book of World Records.
I don't have one offhand. But I'll finish this article, though.
Okay.
So after he got done getting the world record, they asked him how he felt. He goes, I got a real splitting headache right now. No, I was kidding. That was a joke.
That's funny. Okay, so we all know our favorite billionaire, right?
Yes, Elon Musk, the richest man in the world.
So I've got a list compiled.
Bought Twitter.
Yep, he bought Twitter recently, and
the transaction hasn't officially happened yet. And I have read that there are some stockholders trying to.
Of course, there is.
I think he's
going to go through and clean house. He's already said that. He's like firing 1,000 employees and then replacing them. But I mean, honestly, there are some problems with Twitter and their censorship and fairness of censorship. Yep. Some people that are censored, some people that aren't censored that should.
Will he let the 45th president?
We don't know. I think Donald Trump actually made a comment on that he wouldn't go back to Twitter.
Yeah,
because he's got his true. Truths,
but Mike social? The pillow guy got booted again. Did you read that? Did I cover that last week?
No. That was okay. What happened there is he made another account,
right? Which is unacceptable.
Which is a no-no, and then they banned that account as well.
Oh, so, Mike the pillow guy.
But it'll be interesting to see what Elon does with it. But apparently he's concerned about mysteriously dying, like in a Epstein style, not necessarily in jail, but. You know, dying of strange circumstances.
That has to be very freaky to be someone influential and just walking around in general.
I would be, mildly concerned.
Yeah.
But our favorite YouTuber, Mr. Beast, kind of saved the day because Elon expressed his concerns about potentially dying in a strange way. And Mr. Beast said, well, can I have Twitter if that happens? And Elon Musk said, okay. So if Elon Musk dies, Mr. Beast will probably give it away to some person in a YouTube video.
We're kind of bouncing around a little bit here, but something I did learn about Donald Trump not long ago, I was reading. So everyone picked on him because he loves fast food.
Oh yeah,
KFC, yeah.
Big Macs.
McDonald's.
So did Bill Clinton,
and he eats them with like gold forks and everything like that. You know, on gold plates. Legitimately does.
What a baller!
But here's the theory. He said himself, this is factual. He said the reason he likes that is from the issue of poisoning. He said he feels fast food is safer than if he would go to a restaurant.
That makes sense.
And have it like fresh behind the scenes. Someone could be like poisoning it.
Right.
And that fast food, you pull up, it's not going to, they're not going to have the time or the effort to. So that's why he likes it. I was like, wow, that's an interesting theory.
But McDonald's?
That's interesting. Hey, you know, Bill Clinton liked it too. So it's not just conservative president.
Grant Funko Pro Greg Walden, of all people, to pick on someone else's awkward habits. Come on now.
Sorry.
Okay.
Especially the Donald, 45th president. So President Trump, apologize to Donald Trump right now.
I'm sorry, Donald.
If it's Jeff Bezos, that'd be acceptable. Come on.
The top 100 richest people. Do you know the top? We'll say top
Not
five.
Top 100. Top I know five. The top.
Let's do top five.
Okay, I'd say Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. Okay.
Bill Gates. Is he on the top five or is he?
Warren Buffett.
Bill Gates is.
Okay.
But Warren Buffett, the Oracle of Omaha.
Warren Buffett is sixth.
Wow. I would put
you're not gonna
couple
guess.
Foreign guys that might be people oil that tycoons. You don't even
know. There's, let's see here. Elon Musk first. He's got $269 billion. Jeff Bezos comes in second at 170.
Okay.
I think he dropped some.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. He lost some. Let's see here. Bernard Arnault and family, which is from France. That's not really fair because and family, like, come on now, you know?
Yeah.
Comes in at $166 billion. And then Bill Gates comes in fourth at $130 billion, which we all know who he is. And then Gautam and Dhani and family. See, again, not fair. comes in fifth place at $123 billion. And then Warren Buffett comes in at sixth place at $121 billion.
Wow. He's a fellow Nebraska boy.
That he is. The Oracle of Omaha.
Yeah. Well,
it's amazing that just, you know, going back to former President Donald Trump and people like that. Yeah, I think he's worth like $3 billion, three to four, a maximum of four to five. That's like you're
not
a loser.
Not even in the top 100.
In those circles, you're like now a loser. Yeah. Like, well, you're only worth $4 billion. You know,
right.
It's just amazing. Just $4 billion.
That's still more money than you can spend.
The wealth of people.
Right.
And I'm amazed. Like I do on my feed, follow the net worth. I find that interesting when they pop up on my Google News. So it keeps popping up random people.
Net worth is it's kind of a misguided. Yeah. It's misguided.
Yeah, true.
Because Elon Musk, he's worth $269 billion, but he still had to go and get a loan to buy Twitter.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, sell off stock.
Right. It's not
like, how much cash you have. All your assets, you're like your houses, your properties, and stuff like that.
Like you have the one, and I was so amazed, like Kanye West is worth like $6 billion. I never would have guessed that, you know?
Yeah.
Then you get
Jay-Z and Beyonce, right? Jay-Z and Beyonce. They're billionaires too.
And then you get like the Kardashian sisters, like the one time on the net worth was, you would assume Kim Kardashian, she's the most, has the most name out. It's like the sister
Kourtney,
no one,
I think Kourtney.
Not Kourtney, there's Kim, there's Kourtney, there's Khloe, then there's other two.
I've never seen an episode.
No, I never don't know. Anyway, but
do you know which country has the most billionaires?
Russia?
Nope.
Israel?
No. It's United States.
Oh, okay,
I was gonna say
sorry.
It has.
I was thinking like his trick question.
It has. Yeah, I know. I tried to make it that way too, but it has nearly 40% of the billionaires of the top 100 richest people in the world. Let's see here, and then China comes in second, I think, at 13% of the billionaires. Yeah. So, and then how many?
It's just so much money in the
how
world.
How many women are in the top 100 richest?
I have no idea.
I'd shoot somewhere between 5 and 10.
I know Oprah's up there somewhere.
I'm gonna call it 8.
There are 11 in the top 100.
There you go.
One of which I think should be thrown out, which is Jeff Bezos' ex-wife.
What?
I don't think that counts.
What happened to Oprah? Where's she? What's she doing up to?
I don't know. I think she still has her magazine or whatever. Yeah. Do you know the youngest person in the top 100 richest people?
I'm going to say 27. It's going to be a software based person out of Utah.
I'm going to say 15.
Out of Utah. Yeah, they are 30 years old.
Oh.
And they are in the cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why I say that because the guy who bought like the Utah Jazz for $3 billion is a billionaire and is like a young software engineer, entrepreneur type person.
Okay. What is the oldest person in the top 100?
Warren Buffett.
No, it's not.
He's old.
Just guess how old. Give me an age.
We'll say
92.
9.
94.
Oh.
Yeah. Interesting. And there are there's three people in the top 100 that are over 90. So old people, old billionaires.
We'll find under his blanket somewhere.
Will we ever get there, you think?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You know what?
But it was interesting though, going through the 100, because it gave a list of what they do, and majority of them are software and like tech industry. Tech related.
But due to rising housing prices, our net worth is increasing there.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
So praise God for that.
Yeah.
I bought my house in October 2020. It was about $260. I think I got the email from like the Zillow. It says kind of every once in a while says how much his house is worth. And it's like $370 now.
Right. Whoa. Wow.
What's going on?
Okay.
There you go.
Somebody backing up.
Sounds like it. I don't know what that is.
Some buzzing behind the show. Okay. So anyway, there we go, guys. Any other news there?
No, that's it. That's it. That's all I got.
Funko Pro Greg Walden.
No news. Oh, the Chiefs lost another guy.
Chiefs lost another guy.
Yeah, Mathau, the defensive guy, Mathau.
Oh, okay. Yep.
They lost him.
Interesting. Yeah. The Red Kingdom falling apart little by little.
Yeah, they are falling from grace.
All the king's horses and men are not going to be able to put Humpty together pretty soon.
You can't keep that talent together forever.
All right. Well, we'll go ahead and get into some spiritual talk here today and end on this one. I forgot all about one of my favorite people in the world. I'd put him in top 10, probably. We got guys like, to me, Elon Musk, Magic Johnson, LeBron. And I would put this guy firmly in my top 10, Joey Jaws Chestnut, the world hot dog eating champion.
Oh, man, he's done it again.
I love him very much. Joey Chestnut, the number one ranked competitive eater in the world, has conquered hot dogs in Coney Island, deep fried asparagus in California, grilled cheese sandwiches in Arizona, and matzo balls in Texas. It's now time for Chestnut to put his sweet tooth and devour as many donut holes as possible. Later this month in Newcastle, Indiana.
Ooh, Indiana.
Do you know where Newcastle, Indiana is?
Indiana.
Okay. Have you been there before? No. Come on, you're an Indiana guy. Major League Eating.
I've never been there.
Okay. The world's governing body of all stomach-centric sports, a new addition to its 2022 slate of sanctioned eating championships, so the World Donut Eating Championship. And I love going to this website. This is a real deal. Major League Eating contest. And a lot coming up this year in 2022. I'm super excited about it.
Let me take a pause and go back just a little bit.
Okay.
Did you say sanctioned?
Sanctioned.
Eating contests.
Yes, these are sanctioned eating contests.
Like boxing.
Absolutely. Yep.
Complete MLE, with medical assistance if needed. And
I hate to be this guy's pancreas.
So
speaking of world records, I'm sure Joey Chestnut has some. Is he in the Guinness Book?
He is. I was going to get to that in just a second. So, wow, I was looking at all these events coming up. This is awesome. We got the 2022 Jack's Donuts World Donut Hole Eating Championship. Then we follow it up. We have the West Virginia Three Rivers Festival Pepperoni Roll Eating World Championship, May 28th. June 3rd, we have the Salvation Army National Donut Day World Donut Eating Championship. Coming up in June 11th, the World Egg Rolls World Egg Roll Eating Championship. Then the 18th, we have the World Strawberry Shortcake Eating Championship.
Oh my gosh.
924 World Tamale Eating Championship. So all kinds of good stuff coming up in the MLE. Check that out. MajorLeagueEating.com. But if we go to eater rankings, yes, Joey Chestnut firmly number one in the world. And this is his records. I'm not going to read through them all because it would take the whole show. Obviously, we got 141 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes.
Goodness gracious.
Asparagus, 12 pounds, 8.75 ounces of deep-fried asparagus. 55 glazed donuts, set that record. Pulled pork sandwiches, 45.
Yeah.
In 10 minutes. 53 soft beef tacos from Taco Bell in 10 minutes. 76 Nathan's Famous hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Chicken wings. He's got 7.61 pounds in 12 minutes. Chicken wings long form, whatever that means. 182 chicken wings, 30 minutes. He has hamburgers, Crystal's hamburgers, 103 in 8 minutes.
Good. Seems like night.
Pork ribs, 13.76 pounds. 12 minutes. So he's got it all. Corned beef sandwiches, shrimp, wontons, euros, Philly cheesesteaks, funnel cake, fish tacos, tacos traditional, button sandwiches, jalapeno poppers, pepperoni rolls, pork roll sandwiches, Twinkies, 121, 6 minutes.
I couldn't do that.
Boysenberry pie, burritos, pulled pork again, horseshoe sandwiches, and on and on. My man.
I'm officially hungry.
Joey Josh Chestnut.
Imagine his pancreas has to be screaming.
Also hails from the great state of Indiana, Westfield.
Yeah.
Do you know where that's at?
I've never been there either.
Are you really from
Indiana? Do you even call yourself an Indian?
Come on, you don't
what
know
do you,
where.
What do you call it, Indy?
I'm from, I actually was born in Peru and went to high school up by Peru, Indiana. That's where I kind of pretty much was at.
Awesome.
So Indiana, very disappointed in Funko Pro Greg Walden today. He's so we'll have to look up something in a second, but I'll check that out in just a minute. But I want to encourage you guys with the scripture today, men, Matthew chapter 15, verse 11. On the subject of eating, it says this in the word. It says, it's not what goes into the mouth of a man that defiles and dishonors him, but what comes out of the mouth, this defiles and dishonors him. But there's that whole principle of the word is, you know, like you are what you eat in a sense, or, you know, what you put into your life makes up a lot of who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so guys, talk on that for just a minute. But just that I'm just thinking about in regard to consumption, you know, of what mm-hmm. we're putting into our lives, whether it be social media, what we are watching and listening to on our phones, our computers, just in the context of our day, what we put into what audio is going into our ears, all those, that kind of thing begins to make up who we are.
Yeah. Right. And especially when you, as far as what you watch or what you partake in, and some people actually try to rationalize, you know, watching or participating in something that they know is bad for them.
Yeah.
Well, it's got a good story, or it's just this, or they'll rationalize it, and then they'll intake it. The next thing you know, they're, like I said, it's coming out of their mouth.
Yeah. I think about when I was younger, and my mom wouldn't let me go see rated R movies. And I was like, oh, Mom, it's only got, you know, just a little bit of bad stuff in it. And she would always bring to my memory the story of the lady that makes the brownies, and she puts a little bit of fecal matter in the brownies and says, oh, there's just a little bit of fecal matter in the brownies, you know, and then, you know, it's supposed to convict you and make you feel bad. It's like, well, yeah, there's a little bit. It's not too bad, you know, but ultimately, yeah, what you put into yourself is what's going to come out.
It's an issue of, you know, when I sit down, because I'm obviously a pastor and I'm a perfect Christian, so I always sit down with imperfect Christians. No, just kidding. But, you know, like sometimes as a pastor, I'm sitting down with someone who's dealing with a lot of issues or problems, whether, you know, it could be marriage, it could be in their individual walk with Christ, and they're coming to me because they think I'm a perfect Christian and I have all the answers just because I'm a pastor, which right. I'm not. But, you know, when you listen to them, a lot of times it's what really is creating a lot of issues is what they're putting into their life.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, we're just really, you know, it's kind of like, well, what are you putting into your life right now? And it, you know, and it becomes like what they're watching, what they're, the people that they're hanging around, all those kind of things, what you put into your life will, you know, become who you are and affect your life dramatically.
Yeah. And I remember as a kid that the purging that my mom would do every so often of, you know, just whatever it be. It could be, you know, movies, it could be, you know, just whatever. And then just tossing it. You know, my mom had a a pristine collection of vinyl, you know, talking Black Sabbath, AC/DC, you know, all of them like really well, like taken care of. And she felt like that was not good and that she needed to purge that from her life. And she took them out and destroyed them, you know, and then you obviously have the question is like, oh, you could have sold them. Mm-hmm. You know, and then her exact response was, is like, okay, well, if I don't think it's okay for my life, then why would I hand them to somebody else? Mm-hmm. And the same, and this is kind of a goofy demonstration as well. My wife had Pokemon cards growing up, and Pokemon cards are,
oh, she should have kept those.
I know, right? Very, very valuable. And yep. she had some, you know, some really expensive cards that probably would have made a couple thousand dollars each.
Yeah.
And she just got convicted about it and just felt like it was not right. And she went out and she lit them on fire. And I will tell you this, I heard it with my own ears. Those things screamed. Like, I know it's kind of weird, but you know, in my mind, I'm like, oh, man, we could sell those for money. But same comment she made was, why would I think it's not okay for my life? And mm-hmm. what's it, you know, and why, you know, why would I give it to somebody else to put into their life? You know, that goes with music, movies, content, you know, and all those things.
I had the same situation when I got saved. Before I got saved, I listened to the hard rock, metal. I mean, the heavier it was, the better I liked it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had shoe boxes full of CDs like that. Mm-hmm. And when I first got saved, I got convicted and I took them out the dumpster and gave them a chuck.
Yep. Tossed them.
And, you know, there's a lot of ways that you can look at it. I'm thinking today of a friend who isn't really a Christian, but was in life, had some drug issue related type problems and conquered them, you know, but then just recently had implementing, putting those things back into his life, into his body, and is now spiraling out of control again. Why? Because you consuming that and putting that into your life. Once again, I think of, I'm thinking today of, you know, someone in your youth group that is not really participating, being active anymore, and is now putting other things into their life as opposed to they used to be putting so much of God in their life.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's that we all have to be careful. It's one of the most convicting things I think we have now on our phones is if you ever looked at a little thing called screen time.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh my goodness, you know. Yeah. And it could be, I tried to make it, well, I was listening to a podcast. I wasn't really looking at the screen. well, whatever it might be. But it's really convicting when we see how much time we're investing into certain things. What we're looking at.
Yeah.
What we're listening to. And then you have to like convict yourself and be like, is that godly?
Yeah.
Is it going to push me towards or farther away from
God? It's interesting. I've had conversations with people about different shows, and one in particular that has come up is Game of Thrones. And they asked me, I was like, oh, have you seen Game of Thrones? And I was like, no. Why? I was like, well, because it's got nudity in it, you know? And then it's sitting there and they're like, oh, you know, and this is a conversation at church. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's like, wow. And then you can see the conviction go over their face, like, ooh, maybe hopefully they'll see that and be like, you know, maybe a little conviction, you know, in what you put into your life. Yeah. And that could be, you know, and one thing that I don't understand is the scary movies, the horror films and all that. And I've never been able to watch that kind of stuff, you know, and I don't understand how people can watch that and, you know, and want to be fearful. You know, scripture does say that, you know, that God did not give us a spirit of fear. And then you go and you want to be scared at a movie. Anyway, I don't know. Yep. Just
kind of and it doesn't have to be, again, it's like it could be one thing. And again, we're talking about our wives beforehand. My wife can give me a hard time. It's like, all you care about is basketball. And I do like basketball. I love NBA basketball. I love to see what's going on and have to be like, okay, am I too consumed with that? You know, and I did little things. I would argue with her today, but I've done little things in my life that I've tried to reduce things. I don't have a TV. You know, I have an iPad. I do have my phone, which you can watch all kinds of videos on there, right? But I mean, I don't have a TV. I never go home anymore and sit down and watch TV. I don't have ESPN. I don't have the ability to watch TNT and ESPN or those kind of things. So it at least partially limits me from being too consumed with one thing. And so it's not that we can't. You know, it's kind of like Paul would say, you know, to one man, something is sinful. To another man, it's not. And your certain things
convictions
can be, we have to analyze in our own individual Christianity to say like, okay, is this healthy? Is this going to produce more of God or less of God in my life? And that does sometimes become an individual thing. And hopefully we're not making excuses just to have something in our life, just to have it.
I think too, when you're in a situation where you're consuming content that might be inappropriate, you might think that content's not affecting you. And I'll give this example, video games. Absolutely love video games. I was a gamer forever. You know, I've recently, within the last couple of years, stopped playing video games. And, you know, the video games that I would play with Call of Duty, you know, shooter, first person shooters, some people would look at them as extremely violent. And at this point I would somewhat agree with them, you know, but when I stopped playing those video games, and then I subsequently saw a movie or, some kind of content that was in that same realm of military, it affected me differently than when I was consuming the video games, you know, like I had seen some content and I was like, whoa, that's pretty, you know, like I don't like that. I don't like seeing that, you know, somebody get shot or whatever. But when I was playing video games, that kind of content wouldn't have affected me. I think it's interesting that since I've removed myself from that situation, when I see that kind of content now, I'm like, whoa, that's not okay. You know what I mean? So even if you think that you're not convicted or you're not being affected by a certain content or whatever, it's like maybe remove yourself from that for a while and then really see if it is, you know, affecting you.
And also, like, even, you know, content you know external content you bring in, like, I know a lot of us Christians, time the enemy will try to slip a thought into your head, and you got to learn to not let that dwell, you know, you got to learn to reject that.
Take your thoughts captive. Yeah,
and so also your thoughts, you also want to be careful what you ponder on, what you allow to fester in your head. Like thoughts, you know, if you know a thought's not godly, you don't want to sit there and ponder on it and let it fester. You just want to get.
Yeah.
So.
Well, guys, we thank you so much for being a part of the conversation. I will firmly make a stance that Mario Kart is an approved Modern Christian Dudes video game. That's completely acceptable to play Mario Kart. My all-time favorite. Anyway, what's yours, Funko Pro?
My favorite video game of all time?
It has to be approved. It has to be approved.
Well, finish off with our MCD approved video game.
Oh, well, I'm old school. I'm old school. My favorite of all time. Oh, gosh. Let's see. I would have to say like Donkey Kong or something.
Yeah, there you go. Donkey Kong. Yeah. Acceptable. That's not going to lead you away from Christ, hopefully. Big Ben?
I don't have any approved games.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, guys. We are the Modern Christian Dudes. Dudes talking news, sports, and God. We'll talk to you next week, next time, whatever it might be. Talk to you later, guys.
All aboard. It's time to take a ride on the MCD.
Funko Pop. Hey, guys. Do you want to go to Lambert's? Big Ben. I'm married to the Huntress. J Money. Just bought the mic money. Time for the MCD. Ladies and guys and ladies.